is to refer to that being as being the arbiter for law.
Any more questions?
How do we convince the disbelievers that Islam is based on Aql and not Naql? Naql and not Aql.
Who says it's not based on Aql? Okay. Who says it's not based on Aql? Allah says in the Quran, أَفْلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And Aql, if you look in all schools of thought, even some of the sects in Islam, all agree that Aql can be, Aql is used in some aspects of the in aspects of proof. This is actually a misconception I had actually, so I can sympathize with that. Islam, there's a number of narrations that we need to understand. One, the wording that is used. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said that if Islam was based on ra'i, opinion, then the bottom of the sock in wudu would be wiped and not the top. He said ra'i, he didn't say aql. Because aql is the very thing we come to the conclusions of the Quran by. And aql is what the scholars use in order to come with their ijtihad. Aql is the way in which we determine which hadith is authentic and da'if. Aql is the way we understand the Quran. What this is that it's the Mu'tazila and the various deviant sects in Islam who started rejecting scripture based on not aql but ra'i, on opinion, not aql. And even the people who are the orthodox Muslims at the time, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they did not call them Ahlul Aql, because they're the Ahlul Aql. They call them Ahlul Hawa, people of desires, who are looking to use a mental process by which to negate the Quran and the Hadith. But a sound aql will never negate the Quran and the Hadith. Because the sound aql will accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better than me on this issue. So I'm going to accept it. So this is a false dichotomy, which you do not find in the early writings of the scholars of Islam. You find it afterwards. That Islam, that there's aql and naql and there's difference. It's true that yes, there's the aql, and naql is what is text. So I can explain what naql means. Naql means to follow text, scripture. But there is no difference. Aql qualifies the scripture. And the Quran appeals to that. But what it says is it doesn't mean that you apply your human experience to understanding, you know, well, I don't see why pork should be forbidden, therefore I'm going to say it's allowed. That's not aql.